This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. The Taliban say they do not want to monopolize power, but they do insist there will not be peace in Afghanistan until there is a negotiated government in Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, the Taliban spokesman Swail Shaheen, who was also a member of the group's negotiating team, laid out the insurgent's stance on what should come next in a country on the precipice. The Taliban swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and are threatening a number of provincial capitals. Advances have come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers leave Afghanistan. Firefighters on Friday declared the end of their search for bodies at the site of a collapsed Florida condo building, concluding a month of painstaking work removing layers of dangerous debris that were once piled several stories high. The June 24th collapse at the Oceanside Champlain Towers South killed 97 people, with at least one more missing person yet to be identified. The site has been mostly swept flat and the rubble moved to a Miami warehouse, although forensic scientists are still at work, including examining the debris at the warehouse. There are no more bodies to be found where the building once stood. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has made a rare visit to Tibet as the authorities tighten controls over the Himalayan region's traditional Buddhist culture, accompanied by an accelerated drive for an economic development. State media say Xi visited sites in the capital, including the former palace that was home to the Dalai Lamas. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The 2020 Olympics officially opened Friday with a barrage of fireworks, nods to Japan's history and culture, and a mesmerizing drone display over Tokyo's night sky. And of course, it was without fans there to see it. The pomp of the Games is unlikely to escape its circumstance, namely that the quadrennial event is being staged a year late in front of empty grandstands against the will of many in Japan and at the risk of infection for those involved. Athletes paraded into Tokyo's National Stadium Friday night, cheered only by competitors or by the performers lining their routine en route. With the number of coronavirus deaths starting to recede in Brazil, a renewed sense of optimism has led state governors to roll back restrictions. Soccer fans are now starting to return to stadiums, and the mayor of Rio de Janeiro has said the city's famous New York party, a New Year's party, is back on. One question that still remains is what will happen as the Delta variant of COVID-19 spreads through the mostly unvaccinated country, which has already had this world's second highest death toll with more than 547,000 fatalities. The variant is boosting cases and deaths globally. After a period of decline, and the World Health Organization anticipates it will become dominant within months. The race is on to vaccinate as many Brazilians as possible. A new poll suggests that most Americans who have not yet been vaccinated against COVID-19 are not likely to get the shots ever. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found 45% of the unvaccinated adults surveyed say they definitely will not get a shot, and 35% say they probably won't. Just 3% say they definitely will get the vaccine, and another 16% say they probably will. Those not likely to get a shot express doubts the vaccines will work against the aggressive Delta variant, despite evidence they do. I'm Ben Thomas.
Pandemic restrictions on Florida-based cruise ships will no longer be in place after a ruling Friday by a federal appeals court, while the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention seeks to fight a Florida lawsuit challenging the regulations. A three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocked a previous ruling last Saturday that sided with Florida officials, but the court reversed that decision on Friday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.